Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. Oh, Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. A very beautiful amal of the Ushaqi Rasul is whenever they listen to anything regarding the Quran and Sunnah, what we need to do is we need to listen to it attentively and carefully. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever bayan I'm going to do today, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention that I will try to act upon what I have said, and Inshallah I would request you to try to act upon what has been said. Now, one of the best ways of listening to a bayan is by lowering your heads and listening carefully. Because if you are at home, you're in the kitchen, you're in the sitting room, dining room, and now what's going to happen is if people are coming in, going out, or there's a lot of noise, then you won't be able to get the full attention of this bayan. And inshallah, we've got a very beautiful topic on the occasion of the blessings of Rabi'ul Akhir, Rabi'ul Ghos, as we call it as well. Now, I want to mention the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith-e-paak has been quoted in Jami' al-Saghir that decorate your gatherings by reciting durood upon me. For indeed your recitation of durood upon me will become light for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. We can make as many good intentions as we can. One of the intentions that we can make is that inshallah azza wa jal, I will listen to the bayan attentively and I will try to act upon whatever has been said today and pass on to others as well. A very beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ballighu anni walau ayah, pass on from me whatever you know. And alhamdulillah, whatever we learn today, I will make the intention to pass it on as well. And if you can also make the intention to pass this knowledge on to other people as well. As you know, knowledge is something that if you keep it to yourself, you know, you're not going to pass it on, then you're not going to get rewarded. The more you pass knowledge on, the more rewards you get. Money is something that the more you give, yeah, the more you give, the lesser it gets. But knowledge is something, the more you give, the more it gets, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to be learning about the blessing of Rabi'ul Akhir, Rabi'ul Ghos. What is the blessing of this month? And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I want to start off with the blessing of one of the greatest women at the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that was Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I want to start off my bayan because it is her anniversary, her Urs-e-Paak on the 4th of Rabi'ul Akhir. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we'll gain blessings from her life and her beautiful character. And then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we're going to also talk about the life and the character of Sayyiduna Ghothul Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and see what blessings and lessons we can learn from his life as well. Hazrat Sayyida Ummul Mu'mineen Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her name is Zainab. Her father is Khuzaimah bin Haris. She was honored to become the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the passing of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And therefore, by marrying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that increased her lofty status as well. And she was known and she became Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of all the believers. She was incredibly generous woman. She became known with the title of Ummul Masakin, the mother of the poor people, due to her extremely kind conduct with orphans and poor people and for feeding them in abundance. She was given the title Ummul Masakin. That is how much she would take care of these people, and this is how much she would give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. She passed away just 8 months after the nikah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Rabiul Akhir, the 4th of Hijri, in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. At the time of passing, she was only 30 years old. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam led her funeral salah, and he sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam buried her himself. Her resting place is Jannatul Baqi, the beautiful sacred graveyard in Madinatul Munawwara. That is where she is buried. Now, another reason someone asks a question, why is Rabi'ul Akhir known as Rabi'ul Akhir? Now, the fourth blessed month of Islamic year is Rabi'ul Akhir. When the Islamic months were named, Rabi'ul Akhir fell at the end of springtime. Therefore, it was called Rabi'ul Akhir. The month of Rabi'ul Akhir has a special affiliation with Sayyiduna Ghawthul Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali. And certainly, he is a pious person and one of the greatest wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about a bit of his life as well. And also from his life, whatever we can learn as well. Sayyiduna Sufyan bin Uayna Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated that mercy descends when pious people are mentioned. The scholars, they say, when people sit down and they talk about the pious people, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends upon that gathering as well. Therefore, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by talking about these great personalities, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala will descend upon as well. Let's just go to the introduction of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We all know Ghawth-e-Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was born on the 1st of Ramadan, 470 Hijri, on Friday, in a town called Jilan, which is in Iran. His kunyat is Abu Muhammad, whereas Muhayyuddin, Mahbub-e-Subhani, Ghawth-ul-Azam, Ghawth-ul-Thaqalain are all his titles. His blessed father's name was Sayyiduna Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and his mother's name was Ummul Khair Fatima, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayha. From the father's side, Sayyiduna Ghawth-ul Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, is a Hassani Sayyid. And from the mother's side, he was a Husseini Sayyid. Sayyiduna Ibn Jawzi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he states that Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ali, he passed away on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 561 Hijri, after the Maghrib Salah, in the blessed city of Baghdad. At the time of passing, he was 91 years old. His funeral salah was led by his son, Sayyid Saifuddin Abdul Wahhab Qadri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And a large number of people participated in his funeral salah. The blessed shrine of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is situated in the famous city of Baghdad in Iraq. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many, many people, whenever you go, any time of the day, any day of the week, any month of the year you go, you will find people sat near the shrine, near the Rozai Park, and reciting Durood-e-Pak, reciting the glorious Quran. Why? Because all his life, he had remembered Allah Azza wa Jal, followed the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he loved the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in return. Look at the respect and honor Allah Ta'ala is giving to this blessed person, that whenever you go to his Mazar-e-Pak, people will be reciting the glorious Quran. Now, Sayyiduna Ghawth-e-Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, we all know him as, people call him as Bade Peer Sahab as well. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir, we also celebrate the Gyarmi Sharif. Inshallah, I'm going to talk about what is Gyarmi Sharif, what are the blessings of celebrating Gyarmi Sharif, and how we should be celebrating Gyarmi Sharif. But we also learn about, you know, the character of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e-Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We learn about the knowledge that he had, the taqwa, the piety, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that he had. I want to start off with a very beautiful story about Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his self-sacrifice for the benefit of others. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi states that in the city, I would want to pick up something to eat because there was a famine. There was a famine in Baghdad Sharif. And he says that people could not find anything to eat. And he says that we would go outside and people, when they eat the food and they will throw some bits away. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I would go and in search of these bits so that I can stay alive. And he says, or else what would happen? We will then go towards the jungle and we would eat grass or leaves just to stay alive. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that many times I saw poor people looking around for food the way I was looking, and just so that they could eat, I would move away and I would go to the jungle because I wanted them to eat rather than me. I will stay hungry. Now one day what happened, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I picked up some bits of food that were lying on the ground in a flower market and I sat in a corner to eat. Just then a young Ajami, a non-Arab, he came from with fresh chapatis and meat and began to eat. You know, just imagine, you haven't eaten for days. You haven't eaten for days. And in some narration it says that this happened for nearly 25 years that Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not get a proper meal to eat. And he goes, that day when I was in the flower market, I saw a person, he bought some fresh chapatis, fresh roti and some meat, and he sat just, you know, a few yards away from me and he started to eat. And he says that the smell of the food, you know, it was intoxicating me, in a sense that I was so hungry and I tried controlling myself that no, I'm not going to ask him for any. And the nafs was pushing him that you haven't eaten for days, ask him for some food, he'll give it to you. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I eventually came over my nafs and I said, even if I die, but I will not ask him for some food. And he says that suddenly that young man, he turned towards me and he said to me, brother, come and join me, have something to eat. Now, can you imagine at that time when your nafs is pushing you to the limits, your nafs is telling you, eat something, and you're all fighting with your nafs, and then someone offers you that food, and then your nafs get stronger again, that go, he's asking you, he's giving you that food, take it from him. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that I said no to him. And then he insisted, I again said no to him. And then he says that when that person insisted me a lot, I just took a bit of food and I ate that. And as this person was eating the food, he turned round to me and he says, where are you from? And Rasul Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, he replied that I am from Jilan. And the person, he was shocked. He goes, I'm from Jilan. Do you know anyone called Abdul Qadir here? He is the grandson of the famous Wali of Allah, Abdullah Soma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He came to Baghdad to study. Do you know him? And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, well, that's me. I am called Abdul Qadir. My grandfather was Soma'i. And he says that he became so happy that the young man, he says to him that, please forgive me. When I left home, your mother gave me 8 gold coins. And because I've been looking for you for days upon days, I could not find you. I ran out of my own money. And therefore, I spent these 8 gold coins that your mom gave it to me. This food is not mine. It belongs to you. Please take it all from me. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that, I said to that person that, please be my guest. This food is for you. And he gives that whatever gold coins he had left, he gave it to me. I gave him a few gold coins and I sent him away. And that person, he left back for Jilan as well. Now, can you imagine, you know, being in that state where you are hungry and so, you know, there's food there, people are eating in front of you. Now remember, if a person is hungry, the scholars, they said that you can't ask for someone to help you, because this, it was not begging, but just to help you. But that this food, it belonged to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullah alayhi. And then he didn't need to ask from that person, because that person, he himself offered Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullah alayhi to eat the food, which he declined as well. Even though if he had taken that offer, it wasn't nothing bad. You know, Amir al-Sunnat, alhamdulillah, azawajal, writes a beautiful booklet, Snake Resembling Jinn. And in there, Amir al-Sunnah, he writes a very beautiful story. It says that, you know, and a lot of stories about Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And he, Amir al-Sunnah, he gives a dars, he gives a lesson, and he says there are many lessons for us in the narration that I've just mentioned to you. Just look, on one side is our Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ali, who practiced unmatched, you know, self-sacrifice in relation to food and money, despite being in extreme state of hunger in relation to food and money. Yet on contrary, our state is such that remaining hungry is too far-fetched. If supposedly rice and biryani of Gyarmi was placed in front of us, we would become greedy. You know, there's so many times this has happened. You know, we're talking about the masjid. You know, you're sat in the masjid and it's Gyarmi Sharif. They're giving out Langar Sharif. Even those who don't come for namaz, they will definitely come for Gyarmi Sharif. We're not saying it's bad, but alhamdulillah azza wa jal, fine. But then what will happen is when the food is being served, you'll see that people will be filling up their plates to the max, to an extent that, you know, the plates overflowing and food, you know, we've seen that many times as well. And at that time, why do people do that? You know, people will do that is because, you know, they're greedy. They want to eat that food. You know, there's a bit of chawal left, they put everything in. And I've seen it in some places where if there's only one or two rotis left, the person, he will take both of them, put one in his other hand, and he'll start eating with the other. This is how, you know, sometimes people feel like. Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, he gave his food. You know, even though he found out that this food belonged to him, he gave it to that person. He gave him the leftover some of the money as well. Now, in return, my dear Islam brothers, you know, we love Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullah alayhi. Then why not follow his tariqah as well, his way of life as well? Because if we do not follow his life, if we do not follow his footsteps, but you will say, oh, I can give my life for Ghaus-e-Pak. He's not asking you for your life. He's asking you to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we can't do that, then why do we say I could give my life? It's basically, you know, as they say, taqiyya kalam. This is our second nature. That people, they say to us, you know, what would you do for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'll give my life. You know, when this happens, jaan dene waste tayara. Kuch main aahi te chhodo. And if you say, I'll see you in Fajr's namaz tomorrow morning, you don't see that person. Where's the jaan gone? Kudar gayi hai jaan tu sani. Yeah. So remember, my dear Islam brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, Allah Almighty forgives the person who gives what he needs himself to another person. You need it yourself. You're desperate for yourself. But you give it in the way of Allah just so that you can please your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. And this is such a beautiful action that Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person if you give your best or whatever you need to someone else as well. And Faizan-e-Sunnat page number 482, Sayyiduna Abu Sulaiman rahmatullah alayhi has also mentioned, to abstain from fulfilling one desire of nafs is more beneficial for the heart than 12 months of fasting and worships of night. Subhanallah. Yani a person who abstains from fulfilling his nafs, your nafs says, I want to eat this, and you keep away from that, even though it's halal. We're not even talking about haram, we're talking about halal. So there's halal food in front of you, and your nafs is there banging on the door, eat it, eat it. And then you say to your nafs, no, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat. Only for the pleasure of Allah, I'm not going to eat. Then the Buzurgan al-Din, the Rahimullah, they mention that this is better than 1 year of fasting and worshipping. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he was a very, very generous person. He would never let anyone go empty-handed. He was very compassionate towards the poor and the destitute. He would sit with the weak ones, and he would inquire people after about their health as well. And this is what is sadly, you know, we're seeing this, that this is declining slowly, slowly. What is happening? People are falling ill. We don't even inquire about them. That could be my family member. We're so busy that we even forgotten our family members as well today. We're so busy with our own work that we've forgotten our friends, our good friends, our parents even. You know, there's so many people, I don't get time to see my mom and dad. They only live down the road. But kya kara, I'm so busy. I come back from work. I've got this other stuff to do. I've got this to do. I've got another job to do. And then, you know, on a weekend, I'll get some time to see my parents. But then on a weekend as well, you see people don't go. Why? It's because they assume that they are busy. They're not busy. They assume that they are busy. They think that they are busy. But what is happening is they've fallen into the trap of the shaitan. And Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Alayhi, can you imagine someone, Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Alayhi, someone in his caliber, where he used to do every single thing. He used to wake up all night, read namaz for 40 years. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Alayhi, he offered the Fajr Salah with the wuzu of Isha. What does that mean? It means for 40 years, Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would worship all night. Every night he would finish the one Quran. One Quran every single night. One night he says that as I was worshipping, you know, my nafs was there pounding me. You know, to have a rest today. Thorough rest, a bit of rest. Sleep today. It's all right, you can continue later on. And Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that what I did was I got one side of the rope, tied it to the roof. On one side, I tied it to my zulf. And if I was tired, I feel sleepy, and then my hair will pull and I would wake up again. This is the mujahida that these people did. This is why, my dear Islam brothers, me and you are remembering these people nearly 1,000 years later. Ask yourself, what is your legacy? What is my legacy? How are people going to remember me and you? They'll forget us. You know, just like millions of people, billions of people who've come to this world, we don't even know who they are. Yet these people, these shining stars, you know, we are talking about them. Why? Because they left a legacy behind. They left something for the ummah, and they've left something behind that me and you will talk about them. He says that if Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he saw someone in a worrying state, he would remove their worries. He would try to help them. He would go up to them. He would ask about their health, and he would try to remove their worries. We see so many people are worried, you know, even in our own families, but we don't care for them. Our parents are getting older and older day by day. You know, they all their life they've been caring for us, and now in return it's our turn to look after them. Now what is happening? The son doesn't get time. I'm always busy, dad. I'm always at work. You know, the daughters, they've married off to their own homes. They don't even come back and inquire. I'm not talking about all, but sadly, I'm sorry to say, but I'm talking about the majority. You know, people, our old parents are growing up, they are getting older and weaker, and yet we are getting busier and busier. What is the reason? Is I need to get money. I need to buy this. Flane koti plat ki da Pakistan makan banana. So and so needs. The house is on for sale. I'll work for another 6 months. You know what people say? I'll work solid 6 months and I'll buy the house. You don't even need that house. In that solid 6 months, go and spend time with your mother and father. That solid 6 months, spend time with your family. Inshallah, they will benefit that. Remember, how much money ever you earn, you will never ever, you know, that greed will not be taken out of your heart. Greed is something that Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali never let that greed come to him. I'll mention to you a story, how bad this greed is. And then I'll mention what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Abu Zurr Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was walking and he saw this young child crying. And he went up to him and he goes, my son, why are you crying for? And the child, he says that, I've lost my money. You know, he had 1 rupee. Example, he goes, I've lost my rupee. So the person, he says, okay, so you lost your rupee and this is why you're crying. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, okay, I'll give you a rupee. Will you stop crying then? He goes, yeah. So what he did was, he gave him a rupee and the boy stopped crying. He went to the masjid, offered his salah, came back, and he saw the same boy crying. So he goes to him, what's wrong now? He goes, I gave you 1 rupee. You said, you know, if I give you that 1 rupee, you'll stop crying. And the boy said, that 1 rupee that I lost, if I hadn't lost it, I would have had 2. Now because I've only got 1. So the Buzurgi says, you know, if I give you another 1, make it to 2, would you stop crying? And he says, yes, I will. So he gave him another rupee, now he's got 2. So he walks to the masjid, and on the way back he sees the same boy crying again. He goes, what's wrong now? He goes, I lost my rupee. If I had that rupee, I would have had 3. But I've only got 2. He goes, I said to him, I'm going to give you another one. Are you going to stop crying now? And he goes, yes, if you give me another one, I'll have three, I'll stop crying. So he gave him another one. And again, that young boy, he started to cry. He goes, why are you crying now? He goes, if I hadn't lost that one, I would have had four. And that Buzurg Rahmatullah Ali, he says, this is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the stomach of Ibn Adam will be filled by the soil of this world. A rajnani banda, a person never is satisfied. Why? If you've got 100, you want another one. I've got £1,000 in my bank. Those are the kamujamyan. Yeah, and then you work hard, work hard. You get 2,000. And then what happens? Retirement, I'll be in a chilling if I had 3,000. Now you've gone up to 10,000. You're still working hard. Why? Because your nafs is not still satisfied. So you know what is happening? You're feeding your nafs, and your nafs will never ever be satisfied until you are dead and you leave this world. So therefore, Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he did not feed his desires. He kept his desires hungry. He kept his desires hungry for 25 years. That is why he went to the jungle and he used to eat the leaves and grass just to stay alive and fight his nafs instead of going around and asking for people. Today, my dear Islam brothers, just imagine, you know, how much we do. So Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would feed people. He used to stay hungry himself, but he would feed other people as well. And Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his beautiful attributes, his beautiful, you know, the adat, is that he would feed people and he would stay hungry himself. Now let's look at that as well. You know, just imagine you're with your family at home, yeah, and you've ordered a burger and a pizza, and the guy's about to deliver in 15 minutes. You're getting ready, suddenly there's a knock on the door. There's a knock on the door, everyone runs towards the door. It's a pizza delivery. As soon as you go, you open the door, what happens? It's one of your cousin. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. How are you, brother? You okay? Yeah, I thought I'll just pop down. All right, okay. We're just quite a bit busy at the moment. Do you want to pop back later on? It's not you're busy, it's because the pizza's coming. You don't want him to eat as well. And then sometimes what happens is, now the pizza's there, you're about to eat, and then what happens? You get a knock on the door. Jao murata ki kuna ya. As soon as the boy goes, oh, it's just cha-cha's here, mamu's here, puppy's here, so-and-so, auntie's here. Oh no, go and put the pizza away. Jao jao kichne rakicho. You know, put the pizza away, let him go, and then we'll eat again. So, you know, they'll still sit down for half an hour. When they go, your pizza's gone cold, and then you'll have to warm you up again. We did not have the courage to say, Subhanallah, the guest of Allah has come. Come and sit with us. Chacha ji, acho, sadan al beta kao. You know, we've ordered some food. Why don't you join us? Like I said, I do not talk about everyone. I'm talking to that person who is like this. I'm talking to that person who has these bad habits. You know, you should be so thankful to Allah Ta'ala that you have a guest in your house. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the scholars, they mention, they say that whenever you have a guest in your house, the guest brings his own food and he takes away your sins. Whatever it was written in his destiny, he's only come to eat what's written in his destiny. Allah Ta'ala had written that food that was written for him, and it was written in your house, he will eat from that. So don't talk bad about your guests. Don't talk, you know, scold them. Don't talk behind their backs. Okay, is time par aaye jane khana saapne hunda eh vi khai gaye. All this kind of stuff. So always be happy. Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Ali, he would be the first one in saying salam. He, Rahmatullah Ali, never stood up for the honor of rich and leaders, and neither did he go to the doorsteps of the ministers and kings. Obviously, Baghdad, it was the capital of Islam at that time. You know, but Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he did not go to any king or any rich man to go and beg him for money. If he did ask for money, it was for the sake of the deen, not for himself as well. And this is what the Muballigheen of Dawat Islami and those people who run the madaris, the masajis, they will come to you. They don't ask for yourself. What they say is, please go masjid wa sa chanda diyo. Yeah, give some money to the masjid. Give money towards the telethon. Give money towards the madrasa. What happens is people start to hide their money. Yara innanu orkami koni. Every second day they're asking for money again. If you don't want to give anything, don't give it. Why are you talking about them for? Because they are acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask for donations in Masjid Nabawi? Many, many times he would stand up on the minbar and he would call out to the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan, who will help the deen of Allah azza wa jal? We are going on an expedition. Who is going to help? The Sahaba ikram, they would encourage one another and they would have raised one another. They would have a competition. That famous waqiyah where Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought everything from home and put it into the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is that jazba gone? Where is that jazba? Give it in the way of Allah. We'll buy, you know, useless things. We don't even need that at home. Yeah, but we'll still buy it. Why? You know, I'll buy this frame. You know, and I heard that someone brought a picture, a painting for nearly $2.4 million. Just a picture, a painting. You know, but this is the akal that these people, they have more money than they have sense. Don't be like that. Our Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ali, he took care of people. He made sure that people were happy. You know, alhamdulillah, he took care of them. And this is what we need to do as well. So make that intention, inshallah, from this ijtima. One thing that I will take away and we can all take away with when it comes to learning and when it comes to giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, give it with an open heart. Now, another thing that comes into our mind, I mentioned to you before, Sayyidina Ghose Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he passed away on the 11th of this month of Rabiul Ghose, Rabiul Akhir. And here, the Ashikane Ghose, what they say is they celebrate the Badi Gyarmi Sharif. Now, the reason for celebrating this Gyarmi Sharif is basically Gyarmi Sharif is an Isale Sawab for Sayyidina Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ali. Because he passed away on the 11th of Rabiul Ghos, we do the Urs of Sayyidina Ghose Pak, we read the Quran. What happens? You'll cook some food at home, you'll invite some guests, and you're going to invite scholars, you know, people, and you'll do a little bayan, you talk about the seerah. Again, remember what I mentioned before, when you talk about the pious people, Allah's mercy descends upon you. Allama Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Ali has stated, on the 11th of Rabiul Akhir, in fact on the 11th of every month, Fatiha is performed for Sayyidina Ghusul Azam Rahmatullah Ali. This is also a form of Isale Sawab, sending the reward. In fact, whenever Fatiha is done for Ghusul Azam Rahmatullah Ali, people call it the Fatiha of Gyarmi Sharif. And also Gyarmi Sharif, some people say, hey, Gyarmi Sharif, where has that come from? Let me tell you a blessing of Gyarmi Sharif. In this month, every Muslim should do Fatiha for Sayyidina Ghusul Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. In abundance of blessings will remain for the entire year. Pura Saal, inshallah. I make the intention that from now on, every 11th of the month, inshallah, round about 11th of the month, I will do Gyarmi Sharif in my house. Inshallah, Azawajal. Like I said, it doesn't have to be that you're going to make deghan, you have to invite 1,000 people to your home. It's not that. You sit down with your family, have some food, make Fatiha, recite a few kalams, recite the glorious Quran, and make dua and ask Allah Azawajal for the wasila of Sayyidina Ghose Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. Just imagine the whole blessings will remain in for a year. Another bin Amir Ahl al-Sunnah gives us a Madani pearl, inshallah. And I've also made that intention before anyway. Sayyid Amir Ahl al-Sunnah, he says that a person, he should give sadaqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Amir Ahl al-Sunnah, he says, a businessman should deduct 1% of his daily sales, whereas an employee should deduct 2% of his every salary and do the Fatiha of Gyarmi Sharif every month with that amount. Inshallah, he will see blessings in his sustenance. If there is obstacles in organizing Fatiha for Gyarmi at home, then one should donate that amount in any good cause. Yeah. So if you can't have Gyarmi Sharif in your home, maybe you're traveling, and it's Gyarmi Sharif, you want to have that Gyarmi Sharif, then what you do is you donate that money in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because it's Gyarmi Sharif, it's Sadaqah Nafila. So you can donate that money because this money is yours. Give it to anyone you want. Or you can cook a bit of food, get people to your house, have a bit of a mahfil, zikr of Allah, and inshallah give them food to drink, to eat. So inshallah, for a businessman, 1%. How much is that? Do you know? Every 100 pounds, you're going to donate 1 pound. Yeah, is that too much? And if it's your salary, you get paid 200 pounds, 300 pounds, 400 pounds. Let's take about 300 pounds and average people earn. So if your salary is 300 pounds, you got 300 pounds in your pocket, just get 3 pounds and put it into the box. Put it into the masjid box. Put it away and inshallah, so that give it in the Salis Wafu Ghose Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ali has stated, if one buys sweets for a specific amount from a Muslim owned shop and does Fatiha regularly on the 11th night of every lunar month, on the night in between the 11th and 10th, then he will see a lot of blessing in his sustenance. And inshallah, he will never become destitute. However, the condition is that he must not miss a single month. And there should not be a decrease in the amount of money he had specified for this. One should only specify the amount which he can easily meet every month. I myself am very strict adherent to this. And by the grace of Allah, I receive many virtues of this. So if you are always complaining, I get a lot of money, I don't know where it goes. Paisa chana pata nahi jana kuthe, I don't know where my money goes. Then what you need to do is you need to give sadaqah. You need to give charity. Inshallah, the more you give. And like Mufti Sahib said, you know, even if you give 1 pound, 1 penny, who cannot give 1 penny? Just 1 penny in the path of Allah. Just put that aside. That's all you can afford. No problem. Allah doesn't look at the amount. He looks at the intention. So if you've given 1 penny with the intention for the pleasure of Allah and Salih Swab of Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ali, that 1 penny will bring you so many pennies as well, inshallah. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, try to offer Nawafil, Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he used to offer 1,000 nafal every day. 1,000 nafal. He used to read the one whole Quran every night. You know, that is his ibadat. We say, Janab, I'm Qadri. Whoever we are, we're Qadri, Naqshbandi, Sohrawardi, Chishti. You know, Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ali is the leader of all the awliya Allah. So we all love Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ali. So if we love him, just don't let this be just by the tongue. Janab, Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ali, I love him. I give Gyarmi Sharif every month, Alhamdulillah. You know, try to have that amal in yourself. Your salah should never miss. Yeah, your Quran, every single day you should be reading the Quran. For some days, if you can't read the Quran, maybe you're traveling, then if you have the Quran on the phone, try to read. And it's so easy now. You can read the Quran on your phone. Yeah, but the scholars, they have mentioned that you must have wuzu to touch the screen where the Quran is. So if you got wuzu, you can read the Quran on your phone. So inshallah, Azawajal, I make the intention. Let's all make these intention. And every, inshallah, Azawajal, good thing that we will do, inshallah, we will pass the reward on to Sayyiduna Ghose Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Ta'ala reward us in this world and in the hereafter. And may Allah Ta'ala make us true ashiks of Sayyiduna Ghose Pak Rahmatullahi Ali and all his pious people. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مبلغ for you, it's my prayer.